My name is John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hi, this week's podcast is about the standard Misty. I've had a request from Patrick Schomet from Germany, who's a pianist. He's given a generous donation to the podcast and asked for a podcast about Misty, so here we go. This standard was written in 1954 by Errol Garner, and it's been incredibly popular ever since. It became a hit in vocal version in 1959, and it really kind of took off after that. Something I'm not really sure about is that there's a song with very similar changes by Billy Eckstine called I Want to Talk About You, and I'm not able to find out for sure what year that was written in. I found one recording which claims it was recorded in 1944, which means it predates Misty, but I found a website which says that actually it was a copy of The Changes of Misty, so I really can't tell. But what I would say is that the changes are very similar for these two songs, but in the bridge, and especially in the second half of the bridge, they're actually quite different, so you might want to check that out later. So let's get down to analysing Misty itself. It's a classic AABA form. It's a 32-measure song with 4 8-measure sections. AABA, so if you learn the A section, you've got 3/4 of the song already in your memory. So let's look at the A section first. By the way, you can find the roadmap for this standard on page 204 in my book. The first half of the A section is a 2/4 and yak brick, which we covered in the podcast about the 2/4 and back family. This is the most common member of the family. So we start on at home, and then we do a cadence to 4, and then we do a yardbird cadence back home again. So that's the 2/4 and yak, just a bit of revision there for you. Then in the second half of the song, you end up starting back at home again on the E-flat. And we have a plain old turnaround, so it's just a 1-6-2-5. Followed by a spot, a suspended plain old turnaround, which is like a pot but starting on 3, a 3-6-2-5. And the coloration here shows that the first chord, the G7, instead of being a G minor, is a G7 sharp 11, so that's why it's colored differently in the roadmap. Another variation that you might see sometimes is rather than the pot being there in the second half, it might actually have a spot directly, so 2 spots, but it doesn't really make any difference to the harmonic structure of the song. So that was the first A. The second A is almost exactly the same, but instead of having a spot at the end, we resolve at home, E-flat major, and we do an on-off-on, with the off being a flat 7-7, so it's D-flat 7 in this key, going back to E-flat major 7. And if you think about it, that's actually a mini yardbird cadence that's happening there. So D-flat 7 to E-flat 7 is just a way of marking time, if you like, and giving some harmonic interest to what would normally potentially just be 2 bars of E-flat. Okay, so at the end of the second A section, we're going into the bridge, and we have our first of only 2 joins in this song, and it's a bootstrap, which is the very common join that takes us from the key that we're in to key 4. So we have a bootstrap join from the E-flat at the end of the first A section to the beginning of the bridge, which starts on a B-flat minor 7. Now this is a straightforward cadence that goes to A-flat, which is key 4, and the bootstrap means that we start on degree 5 of the original key, so that's why we've got a B-flat minor 7. So that becomes the 2 of the new key, of the 2-5-1, the regular cadence that we're playing here. And that takes us to 4, as we said. Sometimes, just to give some more harmonic interest, we have a cache variant on this cadence. So we see, you know, instead of B flat minor 7, E flat 7, A flat major 7, we see a B flat minor to a B flat minor over A to a B flat minor 7 over A flat to an E flat 7 over G. It gives that descending bass line, which can then come back up to A flat to resolve. So at the end of the first half of the bridge, we have the second of the only two joins in the song, and that's the downwinder. And the downwinder is the join which takes you down a half step from the key that you're in. So we're in A flat. The downwinder means that you start the cadence up a semitone. So A minor 7, D7, and if it were a regular cadence, we'd resolve there to G, which would have taken us down a semitone from the original A flat. That's why it's called a downwinder. Okay, so the downwinder join starts up a semitone. In this case, it's not a regular cadence. Actually, it's what I've called a two-goes starlight approach. So we have A minor 7, D7, effectively twice, but the second time it's in a minor form, so it's A half diminished, D7, and then going to G minor 7, C7, F minor 7, B flat 7. So that those last six chords are the approach chords of a starlight cadence. So that's why I've called it a two-goes starlight approach, because the first two chords are done twice, but then it carries on round the cycle all the way home. So the starlight cadence starts on sharp 4, and in the key of E flat, sharp 4 would be A natural. So that's the A minor 7 flat 5, or the A half diminished, is sharp 4 of the home key E flat. So that's the bridge explained, and then the final A is exactly the same as the second A described above. So that's the whole song analyzed. And it's worth saying that this song is really simple to learn because it only has two joins. All of the other bricks follow on naturally from each other, either round the cycle or wherever you'd expect the next chord to be. So for example, when we're going from the 2-4 and yak to the pot, well, the end of the 4 and yak is the E flat major 7, which is the start of the pot, so there's no join because they share a chord between themselves. And between the pot and the spot, well, we expect, at the end of the pot, we expect maybe an E flat to come next, but because the spot, by definition, is a suspended, you know, E flat is suspended by being a chord 3, so we know that we're going to get a chord 3 instead of a chord 1, so we don't really need to put a join in there either. It's exactly what we expect to get to a spot. And all the other examples of where joins might be needed are where just the chords flow around the cycle. So for example, at the end of the bridge, we see F minor 7, B flat 7. We're expecting E flat major 7, and we get that, so there's no need to put any join in there either. So it's extremely simple song. One last thing I want to mention is that the two-goes starlight approach in the second half of the bridge, you also see this chord sequence in the standard I Thought About You, in the B section of there, on page 159, you can see the same chords but in a different key. That's it. Hope that's useful. Thank you.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.